In addition to a national ticket, a convention also approves a party platform. This year's Democratic platform, approved yesterday, runs 37 pages, and about half of it, the first half, is devoted to terrorism, security, the military, and achieving energy independence. But it also deals with everything from our right to buy SUVs to self-government for American Samoa. Joining us from Boston is U.S. Representative Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut, who chaired the drafting committee for the platform. Welcome to our program once again.
Thanks very much. Delighted to be with you.
One criticism of the platform is that it faults the Bush administration for getting us into Iraq, but its explanation of how we'll get out of Iraq requires something that's not happening now, other countries sending more people to Iraq to reduce the burden on the U.S. How do you answer that criticism?
Well, I think there is an easy answer to that question, which is that the Bush administration has no legitimacy in working with our international partners. At almost every step of the way, what they did was really to run roughshod over our partners around the world. So John Kerry does have standing, and what we need to do is to rebuild those alliances, and that's what we say in this document.
But the platform says other nations have a vital interest in the outcome, and we must bring them in to commit troops and resources. Does that actually strike you as something likely to happen come January if John Kerry is president? Spain and the Philippines will say we've thought it over and we're actually going to send more in rather than take more out.
Yes, and I think in this context, first of all, there's precedent. This happens in Kosovo and other nation-building efforts, that we not only pulled in military assistance, we pulled in law enforcement assistance. Now, I think that, you know, John Kerry is, will have to, travel to talk to those that we've had alliances with in the past. And I think that what we need to do is to utilize the United Nations. We've talked about trying to get a high commissioner in that effort. NATO, we have to try to join. This is not something that the Bush administration has been eager to do. Mm-hmm. They have come kicking and screaming into the effort of working with our international partners.
On another issue, is there just in the platform, is there just one tax increase here for everybody making over $200,000 going back to 1990s tax rates? And can that really afford all the things that you're talking about? Afford to pay for them?
Well, I think what we've talked about is, looking at the areas, we've talked about that, and you talk about it as a tax increase, but in some instances, some of those taxes have not been made permanent, and what we want to do is to go back to what existing levels were. For instance, it would help us fund, health insurance, which we talk about in this document, as the one of the obligations, if you will, of government to be engaged in making sure that, everyone in this nation has the opportunity to be able to get health care coverage. Keeping in mind that when Bill Clinton came to office, they had about a $290 billion deficit, and the Clinton administration wound up with a $5.6 trillion surplus. Democrats certainly have proved themselves in fiscal responsibility in the past.
But can you be fiscally responsible and at the same time have what would amount to a tax cut, I believe the platform says, for 98% of American taxpayers, more taxes for very high-income Americans, a very small number of them, and also have additional spending for education and transportation and other things that are mentioned?
Well, the answer to that is yes. And I told you about the Clinton administration, where we were able at that time to ensure, 5 million youngsters, so that you can move in a direction. You can't do everything that you want, immediately, but you sure can utilize those funds where they can be most beneficial.
If people get the idea of this platform in general, I mean, if they go to the website and they read it and they come away receiving the message that you and other people who drafted it think they should be getting, what's the message? What's the party they should be reading about?
Well, that's a good question. And first of all, let me just say this too. What we try to do in this document is to be thematic and not be laying out a laundry list of programs. And let me just make it very succinct. We need to be strong at home, and we need to be strong abroad, but respected abroad.
Well, Representative DeLauro, thank you very much for talking with us about the Democratic platform.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Rosa DeLauro, representative from Connecticut, who was chair of the drafting committee for the platform of the Democratic National Convention.